Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions each and every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. I'm just so excited that we've expanded this show to bring to you more questions and more thoughtful answers from Megan Fairchild. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This question today comes from Caitlin. She writes, "Hi Megan, I love your show. Thanks for sharing your great advice. I would love to hear your thoughts on participating in YAGP. My new studio encourages it, and I don't know what the professionals' thoughts are on this kind of thing. Thanks, Caitlin." YAGP has really taken over the ballet world in the U.S. since I was a student. I never did ballet competitions myself. I personally find ballet difficult enough. I don't want to have to focus on comparing myself to others. Mentally, it takes a special type of personality to thrive in the competition environment, especially at high school or junior high age. Maybe only now, at the age of 31, would I feel confident enough to even just go out there and do my version of a variation. But when I was still young and so unsure, I felt it was the last thing I wanted to do. So I was always really grateful it was never a big deal when I was a student. But now it truly seems an important part of the industry. Lots of companies hire YAGP finalists, even over their own second company dancers sometimes. It's a real surefire way to get a job if you win. But that's much easier said than done. What I will say about the competition environment is if you can get over the nerves and have that experience of performing under pressure, regardless of if you do well in the competition or not, it's great practice for being in a company. When you are in the corps and you get picked to do your first special role, it was, at least for me, the most stressful thing of my life. And the harder the roles got that they asked me to do, the more stress I experienced. I just didn't believe in myself as much as the staff saw potential in me. And it's hard to have that kind of confidence until you've properly accomplished something. Until I had literally just been shoved on stage and had to do it, I did not believe I was capable. Now I can say I can tackle theme and variations or something else really difficult and do it really well. But the first time I was given that task, I had so much anxiety leading up to the first show that I couldn't really function. My eating was affected, my sleep, my happiness. If you can get over that hurdle of stress at a young age through competitions like YAGP, then that's a huge plus. Think of it as an exercise for company life and dealing with the stress of what they might expect you to handle. Definitely, if it's something your school's into, embrace it and try to take the good out of it. There's definitely a lot of good things that can come out of it. I personally think the more performance experience you can get as a student, the better off, the more you will have to offer to a company someday. So try to embrace it. I think it's nothing to be afraid of. I'm personally glad I never had to do it. I feel stressed out for all the young students now. It seems really stressful, but you know, if everybody's doing it, then just embrace it and try to take what's good out of it. I wish you all the best. Well, I hope you liked this show. If you did, please take a moment and stop by iTunes and leave us a rating and review. If you would like to have your question featured on the show, just head over to balancingpoint.com. You can record directly there by clicking on the Ask Megan tab and following the easy directions. You can also keep in touch with me by following me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or at my website meganfairchild.com. I'd like to give a huge thank you to Kimberly Falker, the host of Balancing Point, for inspiring me and helping me make this idea come true. See you guys next time. Until then, happy dancing.